Late last year, John Namkung felt the urge to travel to Europe to help the refugees there take hold. By mid-March, the retired school administrator was airborne, headed for Greece with an intention, but no specific plan.
I just decided to go there and hook up with an organization. I had read about all kinds of volunteer organizations that had sprung up spontaneously to help the refugees. And I was just going to go and find one of them and say, here I am, how can you use me?
Arriving in a small northern town near the Macedonian border, he came face to face with the scale of needs at just a single camp.
The camp that I was in, Idomeni, had about 10,000 to 12,000 refugees living there. We did the best we can, but I could also see that there were huge gaps in services, medical services, food, shelter, etc. And there were many refugees who were going without basic needs.
Yet, despite the hardships and deprivations, Namkung says, the overall mood of the refugees was not despairing and only occasionally angry.
The mood was confusion because no one was really giving them accurate information on what was happening. There was a segment of the population that was very upset, and we would have demonstrations and protests between the refugees and the Greek police. So there was a lot of tension. At the same time, people did their best to live a normal existence, a normal life. That was amazing to me that in the midst of this dire situation, people still tried to carry on with their lives in a normal manner.
And nowhere, he says, was that more evident than in the actions of the children there.
In spite of those terrible, terrible conditions, I observed a lot of kids playing, laughing, doing what kids do all over the world. I'm not saying there aren't kids who were traumatized, because obviously many, many were. But in spite of that, they were trying to play and interact as kids would.
Identifying the need for hot food as the immediate problem he wanted to address, John began working long days at an improvised soup kitchen.
Initially, I was feeling like I want to try and help as many of these refugees as possible. And so it was gratifying to be able to say at the end of the day, oh, we served 4,000 refugees. They got some hot food today. But somewhere near the end, it's not that I was dissatisfied with that, but I wasn't really connecting with individual refugees. And through circumstances, I met several refugees and got to know them and became their friend. And I was able to help them materially and hopefully emotionally.
Back home in Sevastopol, a month after his three-week stint at the camp, Namkung says those direct personal connections were the most meaningful part of his experience there.
One individual can't do a lot with this huge, huge crisis. But if I can help one refugee or one family, who knows how much that's going to help that individual or family in the future and how that's going to ripple out. That's one of the biggest lessons I learned from this experience, was that all you have to do is be kind to one individual. And that might be enough.
He stayed in touch with those far-off friends while now volunteering with an East Bay group assisting Afghan immigrants getting resettled here in California. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.